This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the book of Revelation. We're wrapping up again here, chapter 13. I wanted to take these last couple days of this week and go over again, as good as I would say, professional Christians. You know, it's okay to be a professional everything else. There's professional violin players, professional piano players. There's professional football players, professional baseball players. But heaven forbid a Christian look at something twice. How crazy is that? Well, this is what we do here. We're going to look at something twice. We're going to look at something thrice. And we'll continue to look at it until, as well, we are like bank examiners and can spot a counterfeit bill from 50 yards. Likewise, we need to be the same. We need to have the same diligence in the faith and in recognizing a wheat from a tare as a bank examiner would. We need to be professional Christians. We need to know the Word of God. Like it says in Hosea the prophet back in the Old Testament, the Lord said, my people perish, or my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Let's not let that happen to us. We are entering the time right now of unprecedented deception, which takes me to what we're looking at here today. Unprecedented deception. We're looking in Revelation chapter 13. I've got 9 points I'm sharing with you here yesterday and today on the false prophet. To hear yesterday's program, you can go to WGODontheair.net. Click on the link that says prior podcasts, and you'll find them on there. Or like our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. If you scroll down a little bit, it's probably right there on top. 9 Facts of the False Prophet, Part 1 was yesterday's program. This is Part 2. We're looking at 9 things here regarding this man. Unprecedented deception. I also have a handout if you'd like this. All it is a sheet of paper here with all the scripture verses and 9 blanks here for you to fill in the blanks. Maybe have your own Bible study at church. Maybe in your own small group. Perhaps you'd consider that. Studying this in your home group, Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18, and look and study these 9 things. Number 1 on the list is the false prophet is a counterfeit Christian. This man could call himself the Pope. I don't know. He's a counterfeit Christian. We say that because of verse 11, where it says, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb and spoke as a dragon. Now, this is in symbolism, but God expects you to understand the symbolism. You know, I've met people that have only studied the book of Daniel or Revelation in their life, and they haven't studied the other 64 books. You're not going to understand this book without understanding all the other books as well. When you read about lamb, the first thing that should come to your mind would be either Exodus and the Passover lamb, or the Gospel of John, where John the Baptist, as he sees Jesus walking by, he says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So that's number 1, counterfeit Christian. corresponding verse, verse 11. I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. Number two. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, false prophet demands worship. Let's look at that verse. And that's verse 12. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Okay, remember, first beast is Antichrist. Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. The second beast is going to authenticate what the first man said by lying, signs, and wonders. So, number one is he's a counterfeit Christian. Number two is he'll demand worship, and that is the worship of the Antichrist. He's going to sit as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And when we get to Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, it says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. Maybe that's your daughter. Maybe that's your son. Maybe that's your dad. Maybe that's your friend at work. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. So that's number two. Number three, unprecedented deception. Verse 14, he deceives my own people who dwell on the earth by the signs which were given to him to do before the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and came to life. So he deceives people by the signs which were granted to him to do. My translation says he deceives my own people. That's because my translation comes from the majority of Greek texts. Most Greek manuscripts in the book of Revelation read my own people or my people, tous emus, my people. He deceives my people. John speaking, he deceives my people. Is he talking about Jews or is he talking about Christians? He deceives my people. Remember, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, in the latter times, many will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So that was number three, unprecedented deception. Number four, the false prophet is very powerful. Verse 15, it was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. Imagine that. Now, the King James Version here has life. It was given to him to give life. Now, it's not the word Zoe. It's the word pneuma, a proper name for the Holy Spirit. Pneuma, hagios pneuma, spirit, breath. The King James translates it life, and I don't blame him for that. I mean, what's the image you get of someone kneeling over someone and breathing into them the breath of life? Unprecedented deception. I've asked my church before, how many of you people out here think that God is the only one that has the power or the ability to give life? Now, the only ones that didn't raise their hands are those that are crazy enough to follow me around and listen to some of the things that I teach them. Everyone else, no one's ever heard of such a thing as that before. No one ever knew that. Here it is, right here in the Word, Revelation chapter 13, verse 15. He had the power to give breath or life to the image of the beast. Now, the image of the beast, remember, this is the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. The Lord Jesus says, when you see that in the holy place, then get out of town. So that was number four. Number five is, now this one's my speculation here. Number five, the false prophet will call himself Elijah. That's what I believe he's going to do. Now the Jews are waiting for Elijah. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, it says, God says, behold, this is the last word spoken in the Old Testament. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet. Before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. So that's number five. The false prophet will call himself Elijah. Now, maybe on the earth at the same time, one of the two witnesses will be Elijah. The false prophet will be Elijah. Two people on the earth at the same time calling themselves Elijah, matching each other miracle for miracle. Maybe you think, Esposito, that's insane. I believe this is going to happen in your lifetime. Smell the coffee. Look around you. This country's falling away from the faith. The end of the age is rapidly approaching. I ask you, are you ready? Pray you be counted worthy to escape all these things and stand before the Son of Man, he says. Number six, he has the power to give life. We just looked at that one a minute ago. Number seven, prestige or money won't save you. Verse 16, he causes all small. Then it says the great. And the rich, the poor, I can understand. You see, poor people are always subject to someone else, subject to rich people, forced to do things, backed into a corner, taken advantage of all the time. I can understand poor people having to do this. Not so here. This is the rich and the great. No matter how much money you have, sorry, Mark Zuckerberg, Donald Trump, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, all the other unbelievers as well, no matter who you are, he forces all, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, that they should receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Money and prestige won't save you. Number eight, the false prophet will issue the mark of the beast. That's verse 16. He causes all, just read it to you, small, great, rich, poor, free, and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead so that no one can buy or sell. This is an economic mark. You won't be able to go into Publix here, for those of you in Florida hearing this, or wherever else you might go to the supermarket. No one can buy or sell except he that has the mark. So that's number eight. The false prophet will issue the mark. Number nine, lastly, and I close with this. We'll pick it up in chapter 14 on Monday. The false prophet will deceive over 2 billion people. 2 billion. Friend, if you are a Christian, if you've received Jesus Christ, I like to call you part of the 1%. That's such a political buzzword today. 1%. Well, you're part of the real 1%. 1% of the people whose names are written in the book of life. Oh, how narrow is the way that leads to life. And there are so few that find it. You're part of the 1%. 2 billion people are going to be deceived by what this man does. And let me say this to you as I close here and we head off into the weekend. You can change this. You can change this. God wants to use you to change this. In your own little world here, or great big world, God wants to use you to change this. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, it says. God wants to use you to take people out of this group. Remember, they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. You are fully armed and equipped with the truth. Now, God's looking for a few volunteers. Are you ready? Are you willing? Do you volunteer? Will you say, here am I, Lord, send me.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of